The theory of obscurity proper is an artistic theory. There's a system built upon this theory, the main premise of which is that the artist is doing what he's doing for himself, and primarily with a minimum amount of input and or feedback from the outside. To immediate feedback from other people who might, influence what they do. Simply, it just means the organization of sound. More generally, it means that a musician or a recording artist, whatever, need not necessarily follow the established rules of music. Theoretically, you can take any group of sounds and organize them in an interesting manner, and this is what the resonance tries to do. There's a certain basic primitive quality to all the resonance work. They rely more on the primal instincts and, corresponding to the tribal cultures like Africa, South America, or North Pole, whatever. The percussion basic beat is a rudimentary concept involved in earlier forms of music. The resonance work of art is indeed the record itself, and the creative process is done in the studio. The main instruments used are, in fact, the studio and its various components. Or art for the future, but obviously it's not for the future because it happened yesterday, so it's for now. Or in fact, it's all. By the time somebody's heard it, it's already been done.